What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And we talked about Jean-Eugène Robert Houdin all week.
We did.
He's one that I feel like people who are not into magic go, who?
Yeah.
And people that like magic at all go, ooh, really? You're reading a book about him? So that's been fun for the last couple of weeks. Hopefully any magic aficionados in the audience were not chagrined by our coverage. We didn't miss any big. So there are a lot of his tricks that are famous that we didn't get to because there are just a lot of them. One thing I did want to mention, though, he used to do a trick called the obedient clock, where he would like command a clock to do things. Not the same as the magic clock, just in case anybody looks it up and gets confused.
Mm-hmm.
Magic clock, small, actual clock.
Sounds really cool.
They're beautiful. And actually, I think it was the 1980s. I'm pulling this out of memory, so take with grain of salt any years that I quote, but I think it's 1980s. Cartier did a series, like they made a series of magic clocks, and they were very, very similar in design to the ones Robert Houdin had done. And like, I remember reading newspaper articles about how does this clock work?
Mm-hmm.
And it being like, it's actually a very old invention. but yeah, I mean, if you can still, if you have deep pockets, occasionally find a Robert Houdin magic clock available at auction. They're going to go for tens of thousands of dollars and possibly more.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so cool.
Yeah.
One of the things that I wanted to talk about, because we mentioned one of his inspirations, Monsieur Comte, who was a performer in Paris, and his ventriloquism, which was not like a ventriloquist act, like with a doll, like we would think about today. It was more like he would make like the walls talk or voices come from nowhere.
Sure.
But this also kind of speaks to the idea of the shift that Robert Houdin wanted to make in terms of not being pranky in his act, but being like more presentational. Because like Comte had this act called the Lame Devil. And basically, it was this voice, disembodied voice,
mm-hmm.
that would be flung around the theater, and it would ask
really pointed and embarrassing questions about people in the theater, like as though he had gleaned some sort of information about them somehow. It would also, like, you know, just sometimes blab weird, allegedly relatively innocuous secrets about people.
Whoa.
Which makes me think then about his brilliance as a business manager, because you remember we talked about his little cafe that would let you bypass the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how much were his, like, wait staff and bartenders reporting on conversations they overheard?
Oh,
there
yeah.
To be like, by the way, that guy with the green handkerchief, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
stole something. I heard him tell his friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Or really loves the color pink. I don't know, anything. I wonder about that. I don't know how that flow of information happened, but he clearly was getting information about people. That makes me, one, it's a little sneaky, but two, I'm like, he really was quite an astute businessman. He had a mm-hmm. whole system set up. When I look at the career of Robert Houdin and how much people have lauded him for a long time as like the father of modern magic, and then I look at, you know, Houdini being like, no, he wasn't. Mm-hmm. I have to think some of it was just the fortune of time and place, right?
Yeah.
Like, he was building on all that had come before, but because he was living in an age where more information was recorded and shared than ever before, his is the prevalent version of any of those tricks, et cetera, that we would have found, unless you're a Houdini who devotes your life to digging through weird archives in small towns across Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. I do highly encourage people to go just set aside a half an hour or an hour of your life while you're having a coffee or a cordial or whatever you enjoy, and go looking for people doing some of his tricks today, because they are quite charming. The orange tree is really beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, no part of me thinks it's magic, but I sure do like seeing how exquisite that clockwork is. I mean,
right.
It's very, very pretty. There is another story that he told that I did not put in the episode because it's a little longish, didn't quite go, but was like, oh, I hadn't thought about that being part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
That might be part of why he was like, after 8 years, I don't want to do this anymore. Which is that even though he was very adamant, he would never claim to have special powers or to be a sorcerer. Other people sure thought he did.
Right.
And this sometimes led people to make very uncomfortable requests of him. And he mentions in his memoirs that at one point, the first time it happened, a young woman had come to him and said that she had given her heart to another, had received it in return, but had since found out that there was infidelity of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And she really, really, really wanted Robert Houdin to conjure some sort of spell, either for revenge or to make this man in her life be faithful. And Robert Houdin is like, I am so sorry. You don't really understand the nature of my work. I am a performer. I'm not actually a sorcerer.
Right.
And she was not having it, and eventually revealed that she had a knife and was going to stab him if he did not perform a love spell for her. He was like, I suddenly changed my tune. It was like, oh, of course I have been lying to you and I have a love spell right here. But he talked about that being so jarring, but also that was not the only time it happened. That kind of thing would continue to happen to him. I don't think it was always at knife point, but like, because he had this whole act based on illusion, a lot of people thought that he could do things for them, and desperate people would come to him for help. And sometimes he would just go along with it because otherwise he was never going to get out of the moment.
Right.
This is a very interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's your stage play right there. Yeah, I could see where I wouldn't want to do that job for very long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I'm going back to Blois. I'm going to sit in the countryside and hang out with my family. And yeah.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian, someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day, seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if everyone's being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource, and paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian. Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be, with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about comfort hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper, waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. So, Algeria.
Yeah.
It's like the secret. We say it all the time. We talk about it constantly, how every delightful story then has this, like, surprise!
Yeah.
Gross races.
Yeah.
And there it was. And it really is interesting because, I mean, that's a story that's written about a lot. Like, I actually found an article that was written for the New York Times in 1999 by Teller of Penn and Teller relaying the whole thing. And it really doesn't have the level of appreciation for nuance that one would have thought would be going on by 1999.
Sure.
Which is interesting to me. And there are a lot of listicles you will stumble across where it's like, Roberto Diaz stopped a war. And none of them really seem to take into account that, like, he shouldn't have.
Yeah.
I mean, I certainly don't want, nobody wants bloodshed, but, like, those people had every right to feel like they needed to take their country back.
Right.
That never seems to come into play. And I'm like, hello, hello.
There are various historical stories about somebody using magic or the prediction of an eclipse or whatever mm-hmm. to further the subjugation of people who are being colonized or invaded or whatever. And like some of them are fairly well documented. Seems like this, okay, this did really happen. But like the presumption that it is based on always strikes me as racist. Like
100%.
Yeah. And all of the, every time I find one of these stories now, it bothers me, even if it's like, and here's the documentation of what really happened. And this really did play out really that way. And I was like, the fact that that's how they approached it at the beginning is racist.
Right. Well, and most of the time that documentation is usually only from one side.
Right.
Right. It does not take into account the perception from the other side of the conflict, which is weird. That does kind of lead me back to, I really, the moment that I was like, I think I want to make this a two-parter, was that P.T. Barnum write-up about how Rivera Dam was really quite generous with his competitors and colleagues and not this wheedling, you know, very cutthroat man that Houdini kind of portrays him as. And that, of course, makes me think a lot about Houdini's perception of him. And I guess, I mean, he 100% brings the receipts. He's like, no, here are all the times that these things happen. And this performer claimed that those were his original tricks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's not that great a sin, but, you know, it's not like he was stealing from like other people working at the time. Although there are some people do think he may have been pulling tricks from other people, but there were certainly other people pulling tricks from him as well. So but it seems almost more like that is to some degree. And again, I mean, Houdini way into his research and a man that was very careful about documentation in particular. I mean, we've talked about that in the Rose Mackenberg episode also, but it does make me think like how much of this book is driven by the fact that it broke your heart to find out that your hero was not who you imagined him to be when you were a kid.
Mm.
And I don't know. That's pure speculation on my part. I'm literally asking the question. I don't know that that's what's involved there. But he seems so vehemently ready to like take him down.
Mm-hmm.
Although even he in some phrasing is like, well, but he was the first person to put all of this together this way. And that was really what made him good at it. Like that's what cemented him as an important part of the history of magic, which I think is a not inconsequential thing, right? To be the first person who goes, no, I'm going to do this trick, but I'm doing it this way. I'm getting rid of this weird extraneous fluff. I'm not dressing as a wizard. I'm going to make this a much classier affair. I'm going to custom build a theater to do it in. I mean, his was not the only one that had ever been made for sure, but it does seem like he was able to marry and integrate a lot of different things that were good in other acts and make something special out of those pieces with his own personality and charm.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I was very happy to discover that he was not a weasel. He could have literally said, I have 30 more automata here at the booth you can buy for X amount. But instead he said, hey, let me show you the other people working in this field.
Right.
So it really did shift my perception of what was going on a lot. And then there are a lot of accounts that in his retirement as well, he was very generous and kind to people. And he may have been a weasel, but he seems like most people liked him. That's my Roberto Dan thing.
Okay.
That's my summation. Magic is very, very fun, and I love the history of magic. And I know I've been a little Houdini obsessed lately, so maybe not for a minute. Although, we're going to talk about that revolutionary calendar.
Yeah. You and I have had discussions about that behind the scenes.
Yes. Yeah, you can 100% expect that episode. in some form, because I literally was reading it and going, oh my gracious, no wonder people didn't know when their kid's birthday was. I wouldn't be able to figure that out either. So look forward to that. If this is your weekend coming up, we hope you have lots of things to look forward to there as well. If it's not your weekend and you don't have time off, we hope that everything you do have goes really, really well and as smoothly as possible, and that you find some joy in your downtime. We all need it, I know. You can find us right back here again tomorrow with a classic, and then on Monday, we'll have another new episode.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit-tested for all-day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.